Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Give me back my bush. All right, in closing, Eric Mancow Mueller running for governor of Illinois. This is not a publicity stunt, is it? And he also had some Roger Stone comments there. But, Mancow, anything else you'd like to add? Great to have you here with us.
No, this is not a stunt. Of course, they chuckle. They chuckle at me. They chuckle at you. And, boy, then everything comes true. People are leaving. People are afraid to come here. I talk to people all over the world. We're going to change all that. We're going to make it a destination once again. You know, Alex, it occurred to me that you were kind of like John the Baptist to Tucker Carlson.
Well, my job has been to try to wake up other people. I figured other men and women would see this and fight back. I think we both kind of been doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, these are perilous times. Brother, I'm just telling you, and I know you've been going through it for years, and everyone listening and watching has gone through it, but the amount of, you want to do something satanic, you want to do something X-rated, no problem. You put up a joke about Fauci or Jeffrey Epstein, and oh my God, it's the end of the world to the internet. This is really frightful times. So I hope more people stand up, or we're going to be living in, communism, a prison planet.
I agree. So when is the gubernatorial election for folks that don't know in Illinois?
Say that again?
When is the gubernatorial date? This November?
Brother, I'm telling you, they were all work. The minute I announced, there were workers all around my house messing with wires outside.
I hear you. I mean, Cal, when is the governor's race this year in November?
Yes, I remember you well. I've known you for 20 years.
This is hilarious. We got to get your ass in studio. You haven't been out in Austin in a long time. And I should come up and see you there. The Illinois governor's race is this year, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, look, I'll see you there. I'll see you there. Yes, absolutely. Pick your ass with a feather. Particularly nice weather. Yes, I hear you.
All right. Yeah, obviously we got major problems. But hey, that's technology. You got to work it out. All right. Well, Mancow, good luck with the run. What's the website again? How do people find you running for governor?
ManCowForGovernor.com. And Alex, they've come after me a few times for being friends with you, and I stand strong. Not all of our friends are perfect. You've probably been embarrassed by me a few times, too. But I love you, and I pray for you, and I wish you good luck with everything. God bless.
Absolutely. Just in closing, now that your audio is back, you can hear me. How is Roger? You just spent 2 weeks with Roger Stone. He's a character, isn't he?
You know, I just told you I didn't want to talk about that.
Oh, because you guys.
Roger. No, I got to tell you, because Roger and I joke about this. Alex, don't say this. And then, of course, you jump on. You have no filter. You have no filter. I love it about you. Yes, I went down to Florida to taste some freedom. I was trying to find our current governor, Governor Pugsley, Dinsdale. And I did a great video where I was looking for him around Mar-a-Lago and all the other places that our governor likes to hang out. And, yeah, I did see Roger Stone and Kirsten Davis and Karen Turk, who you should have on your show, and Lisa Loomer, and all kinds of local folks. And we just an old friend of yours, I can't remember his name. Anyway,
Laura.
I just had a great time smoking cigars. Hanging out with the Cuban community in Florida, brother, you want to talk about patriots. And they
by the way, Mancow, you said you didn't want to get into, was Roger involved in your campaign? You shoot videos with him. Everybody knows you've been in Florida. So I don't give up sources. That's not what happened here.
No. Alex, the reason I didn't want to talk about it is he's not my campaign manager. And I am running for governor. And then, he met with Stone. Oh, and now.
No, I got it. I was just asking, how's Roger and his wife doing? Holy hell.
No, but I'm just telling you my reality living here in the prison state of Illinois. Now, and they don't have to print the truth. Now he's my campaign manager. I met with him for 2 weeks.
Hey, listen, great interview. What is that little creature on the top shelf that is brown with little yellow arms? What is that creature up there?
This thing?
Yeah. Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have a Oathkeeper whistleblower joining us. And by whistleblower, they're blowing the whistle on what they saw, what concerned them, what was going on. We know feds were involved in the provocateuring event. We know Oathkeepers is just full of great veterans and of the military and current police that they do follow their oaths. And I never thought Stuart Rhodes was the Fed. I even told people here privately, I'm like, well, obviously the feds infiltrated January 6th. We know who they are. They got caught, a bunch of them. But I said, you know, I didn't hear Stuart saying that he was going to, you know, try to engage in an attempt to trigger a civil war. But if you read the indictment that I've got right here, we're going to cover this more coming up with a special guest who was in Oathkeepers and got out of it right before this all went down because he saw some disturbing things. This is crazy. Now, I saw a mix-up about Owen out of whole cloth. So if this is Stephen King-level fiction if it's not true. This is unbelievable. And so if there was an element of citizens doing this, and it wasn't just the feds running all of the behavior, then I'll say it. I'm not like the feds. I don't lie on purpose. I make mistakes, but I'm not up here trying to have a civil war with the federal government. I'm not trying to be the leader and play army in the backyard. But it's not just Stuart Rhodes of this indictment that's right that's playing army. It's the federal government, and these agencies are really trying to start a civil war. So here's what I want to say. I want to get the other news. I'm not saying that Stuart Rhodes was actually trying to overthrow what they saw as an illegitimate government, because I can't believe anything these people say or do. But if we do find out it's true, it's wrong. What happened? That said, I have a giant stack of news right here from yesterday and today, 5 inches tall. Biden and General Milley and Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and just Hillary Clinton. I mean, all of them saying we're in a civil war. We're going to have to arrest millions of people and put them in camps. And we got to lock up all the unvaccinated, too. And they're just trying to get the idea that they can just start arresting everybody because they know they are about to plunge the economy and bring in this whole globalist system. So this is going to screw over everybody. And imagine if people wouldn't have followed Lenin's orders in the first days of the Soviet Union, or if people wouldn't have followed Hitler's orders in Nazi Germany early on. And so I'm not going to be tricked into just being an enemy of everybody in corporations, everybody in the government. They're people like us. And they're compartmentalized, though. The good people are on the bottom. The people that follow orders are in the middle. And the people that are really bad news are at the top now. And so this is a big deal. and they are publicly branding the American people as terrorists and setting up new agencies to deal with the American threat. And when your own government turns inward and says the public's the main threat, you know you're in a banana republic. And then I've got all the articles, mainstream news, going, yeah, the Pentagon scared you and used mass psychology, which is the same thing as mass hysteria, which is the same thing as mass formation psychosis. But we're still going to try to ban Joe Rogan because he talked about it. I covered that in the first hour. Mainline news, headlines. Yeah, Financial Times of London, Washington Post. Yeah, we're brainwashing you. But, you know, it's good for you. And if you say it exists, it doesn't exist. Now, the average person brought up to conform, when their brain swallows that, it begins to create the node or like the toehold on which the psychosis grows. You can use psychology terms all day, but let's just say mental illness, delusions. This comes out of things like that. Yeah, of course we're scaring you with Pentagon technology and lying to you, but it's for your own good. And plus, oh, but no one's lying to you to create mass psychosis, but we are. But it's good. But it doesn't happen. But it's good. So see, they're trying to tell your brain, just accept that it's good. But if it isn't good, I'm going to be mean to you. So just say 2 + 2 = 5. And next week I'll tell you it equals 7. And tomorrow I'll tell you it equals 4. And the next day I'll tell you it equals 0. You're not going to have any analytic thoughts in your little head. You're just going to receive what I say like you are a pass-through circuit. You're not a sentient being with consciousness. You're not a sentient being with free will. You are somebody that we are going to just sit here and program. And how's that fit? Well, I don't want to be programmed. Nobody's programming you. But you just said you're going to program me. Well, if you accept the programming, it exists and it's good. If you say it is bad, it doesn't exist. And they're doing that out in the open. Like, oh, the vaccine totally works. That's why it doesn't work. You got to have more. And also those that don't take are the reason you're sick. All that is flying in the face of logic. And you say, well, why do they do it? Why do they file all these things? I've read dozens of these indictments and gone and checked the cases. It's literal. Like, you read it, and you're like, huh, what? Well, like, you know it's not true. Owen Schroyer went in the Capitol, beat people up. Owen Schroyer does not work in InfoWars. Owen Schroyer was not with Alex Jones on January 6th when Alex Jones tried to stop the riot. It says that. And you're like, he's with us. They're bullhorning people trying to stop them. He's with me the whole time. And they file in front of a judge. And then imagine if you're in front of the judge like Owen. How do you even sit there with a straight face with some weirdo in a black outfit sitting there when you've given them the video files and they go, I'm not going to look at those. I'm just going to rely on the state. They said that. We're like, our lawyers really attacked. They're like, this is a lie. We have all these lies. We have all, none of this is true. He works in InfoWars. The judge goes, no, he doesn't. Your trial goes forward, years in prison for attacking the Capitol. I mean, so like when you're faced with that level of gaslighting, what are they trying to do? I'll tell you what they're trying to do. It's big, powerful, rich families that are inbred and crazy that are just giving orders to people that run things to do this. And it's going to explode. It's going to just, it's already happening. Everything's breaking down. The supply chain's breaking down. Everything's going to hell. And it's all because people don't have morals. If the average person said no to this, if these judges looked at these things and said, this isn't true, you're lying, you're in trouble, the FBI and the Justice Department wouldn't do it. And you look at these FBI agents and these Justice Department people, and like you want to think of America as strong and upright people, and you want to believe in things, and you look at them, they're like little oily lawyers, and like, oh, yeah. Because I've been around these people, and you're like, what the hell? This is the opposite of like, imagine G-Men, you know, on TV in the 1960s or something. Because they are the opposite, folks. Those G-Men weren't perfect. Everything political's got problems. These are really bad people. And they know that. And there's the shame of who they are and the shame of how they lie. But if they just go ahead and lie, they'll get promoted up the chain. Oh, but if you don't lie, well, you'll just be fired or you'll be. It's just, it's a nightmare. And it's all about a system for the devil to train us to sell ourselves out. We believe to get ahead, but you don't get ahead by serving these people. Oh, what? You get a bigger house maybe for a while and then your kid dies of fentanyl? I mean, you know, seriously, I read about these globalists and I read about their lives. They have the richest ones have the worst lives. Like you look at top globalists, almost all their kids commit suicide. That's why globalists have stopped having children. Almost every EU leader, I think one EU leader out of 35 countries has kids. It's a cult. Because if you have kids, you actually care about the future. But like the DuPonts and all of them, like almost all their kids end up in mental institutions or committing suicide. Because they have sold out their country and their people and everybody else. And they're just these demonic, hateful, ravenous animals that want to dominate and control and access to your children. That's the one thing Alexander Soros wants is access to your children. And if I got to go to prison or get killed to expose him, I'll do it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Confirmed that the Justice Department and the White House have sent letters out to the school board saying we want you to ask for FBI assistance. And that's how they generated the letter in Virginia and others saying terrorists are here. We want you to arrest the parents. We think people protesting us is illegal. Is the Justice Department wants to open up a front, not with the Russians, not with the Chinese, not with radical Islam, not with the open borders and human traffickers. They work with them, but with parents because their main target's the children. I mean, that's really an evil occupied government. But again, all of that's done to discredit the government and discredit our institutions. That's not the U.S. government. That's hijackers that have taken the country over. If somebody hijacks an airplane and pulls a gun out and takes over the cockpit and makes the pilot take off his uniform and the hijacker puts it on, that's not American Airlines pilot. That's a hijacker. So I'm not even defending institutions that are horrible, they're out of control, but the globalists want to fully destroy them because then they're going to bring in real tyranny on their ashes. And if you think our institutions and our police and stuff have problems now, you ain't seen nothing yet. And they hire a bunch of followers to get into their system that think they're winning and look at a one-dimensional goal, but if they extrapolate it out, it's the total collapse of society. Now, I'm not here to bash Stuart Rhodes. I've known Stuart 12, 13 years since he founded Oath Keepers. He was a lawyer, worked for Ron Paul's congressional office, and was a great guy we would have on. And I told people when they were saying folks think he's a Fed, I said, I just really don't think Stuart's a Fed. And I didn't hear Stuart or anybody say they wanted to overthrow stuff on January 6th because he'd been around some in D.C. We saw him some. And I read last night and this morning twice the 40-something page indictment of he and 10 others. And I don't know if this is true. I know Tucker Carlson had one of the indicted people on who's very credible, who's a retired Navy commander, disabled. And he didn't have a boat. He's not in these messages. It's not true. And he says they just make it up and put fake stuff in here. Now, I wouldn't believe that because that's reckless and crazy, except they did it to Owen Schroyer. And I looked at other cases where you're reading something that isn't just partly a lie. The whole thing's a lie. And it doesn't – try to explain this to the government. You scare me, but not in the way you think. Like, I really care about my children and the country and the world and the future. You people are nuts. I mean, the Nazis just went and grabbed people and killed them. You guys literally go before judges and publish stuff that none of it's true. And that's why we don't believe anything you say. So why who gives these orders? Like, oh, you're going to be promoted because you're going to go say, Owen Schroyer attacked people inside the Capitol. So we're going to go to our guest. He'll be with us a little bit the next hour. And then Norm Pattis is going to come in here to hit a bunch of the other news that's taking place. But this is serious stuff. And when the FBI comes and visits you and they give you an anti-terrorism card and they tell you your organization is under investigation as a terrorist group, I mean, it's like you want to laugh at it, but it's not funny. And it's the end of this country. And people say, oh, Alex, how are you taking it? Like the people that try to go to school boards and they protest critical race theory? I mean, can you imagine something more evil and antithetical to the Christian ethos and what America is based on than to say white people are inherently bad and then to teach five-year-olds and up they're bad because of their skin color? That destroys people's self-confidence. That hurts them. And what? Because some white people did something mean to black people before this person's guilty? Because somebody looks like me 100 years ago and did something, then I'm in trouble? That is so evil, folks. But that isn't being run by black people. They got a few black races up there pushing it. It's run by the social engineers. It's run by the bad guys to turn us against each other. They're like, well, what do we do now? I'm just take white people's health care away and tell them black folks are better than them and that they're inherently bad and teach them. They're like, but I love Americans of every race, color, and creed. They see right through this. And that's why the Justice Department's panicking. Because they're not a Justice Department. They're social engineers that have hijacked it and gotten control of it that are literally, remember first, oh, we're not teaching that. Oh, really? Here's the syllabus. Teaching children, oh, the devil doesn't exist, God doesn't exist, but you have original sin because of your color. You know, in the Quran, it says that blacks committed sin or whatever, and they're lying, so they deserve to be slaves. And then whites picked that up in the transatlantic slave trade 500 years ago from the Arabic slave trade. It's on record and said, well, we'll say they're the from Ham and that it was a cursed line. That's black people, Ham. Like a Middle Eastern group. The point is that stuff all comes from there. And so you take something about original sin, saying black people have the mark of Cain on them from a twisted interpretation of the Bible, and because that was done 600 years ago, you now do that to people today, five-year-old children? And, of course, it's come out in psychology. We'll go to break, come back with our guest, and I appreciate being there. He's taking care of a sick family member right now, so he's on the phone. We really appreciate John D. Shirley coming on. We'll have him a little bit in the next hour, as I said, but I wanted to fill you in on the level of this evil. So people ask me, Alex, how are you taking it? Well, we're being destroyed. We're on fire. They poured gasoline on us. But when I look at how I'm under attack, I look at the house and it's on fire. I look at my country, it's on fire. The world's on fire. We're all under this attack. I'm just somebody trying to fight this. So John D. Shirley, let me introduce him. We'll go to break, come back to him. Spent 20 years with the Houston Police Department before retiring and later being appointed and then reelected as the constable of Hood County, Texas Precinct 2. While at Houston PD, he spent half his career as a full-time investigator, culminating with an assignment as a sergeant in the Financial Crimes Unit. He's a certified rescue diver, private pilot, and holds a certified fraud examiner certification. He was a founding member of Oath Keepers in 2009 and eventually was asked to be part of the board of directors a few years later. He resigned in November 2020, shortly after the election. YouTube/Rumble, Facebook, The Blue Shark Show, theblueSharkShow.com is how you find him, theblueSharkShow.com. And I appreciate him holding. We'll come back and talk to him about his concerns and really an honest retrospective on Stuart Rhodes, because I didn't know what was being planned. And I wish I could rely on the Justice Department, but I've seen their lies, so they're capable of anything. I don't know if any of this is true. But we need to be really retrospective here, and we know the feds were there. We know provocateurs were there. We know Antifa was there. But there were a minority of people out of a million that did want to overthrow things and were pissed. And at a certain point in 1776, you got an illegitimate government. I see that. But you don't take a government back with that type of activity. And I'm totally against it. It's just terrible. And if what they say about Stuart Rhodes is even half true, I'm personally really pissed off, because he could have got a lot of people killed, a lot more people killed, and could have got me killed, the whole country, in a lot worse situation. Because if things had gone off the way Stuart wanted to in this indictment, if it's true, that he wanted a big bloody civil war to be triggered there, there might be millions dead right now. So this is a big problem, folks. We'll be right back. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Here, TV viewer, you're seeing footage out of North Texas, a suburb of Dallas, Little Elm, where Stuart Rose was staying at a friend's house and was raided by the FBI and the Justice Department. But no arrest of Ray Epps. And they had the case ready against Rhodes. That's clear whether it's accurate or not. But we know that Ray Epps and Congress and all that coming out about the FBI is why they've gone after him now. That said, I wear my heart on the sleeve. Everything I do in my own life, I just talk about it here on air. The good things I've done, the bad things I've done. And I know I'm under FBI investigation for terrorism and sedition and everything else. Total crap. The only thing I'm guilty of is being naive and walking into a trap on January 6th, but I wanted to get John D. Shirley, and I know who he is. He has the BlueSharkShow.com, again, a retired police officer from here in Texas, and he's got a family member that's fighting for their life right now, so we appreciate him joining us from the hospital. I'm just putting that in there because you know, this is important. That's why he's here. And he resigned from Oath Keepers right before January 6th for the reasons he laid out in an email that I'll show you right here. But he can give his own testimony because he's somebody that's been an Oath Keeper since the beginning and is a guy in good standing with the community and has a great record about what he thinks of this indictment and how much of it could be true. Because, again, this is Stephen King-level writing if it's fake. And so that's why I wish the government was not this criminal. I mean, I wish they weren't criminal. I wish I could read an indictment and at least believe maybe part of it's true. But if it is true, we're going to admit that it wasn't totally federally provocateur and that this was wrong. Because I don't want a civil war, folks. They're trying to start one. It's the last thing we want. And I'll be damned, as they say, if I'm going to get set up as somebody wanting this. Because killing a bunch of military and police and them killing a bunch of us is not how we fix this country. We have to politically wake up, spiritually wake up. I'm going to stop ranting. John D. Shirley, thank you so much for spending time with us. And just start wherever you'd like. We've got a lot of points here about his history and the Oath Keepers. Stuart in Texas, 2019-2020, events leading up to the first D.C. rally and why you got out of there, events of the first D.C. rally, events of the night before. The Atlanta rally and just your resignation. So thanks for joining us, sir.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I reached out to you, to your team, because this is a story that needs to be told, and I don't have the whole story. I wasn't there January 6th. I was at home. And I was part of some events after the election, before January 6th, that led me to resign from the organization. And in order for me to get to start of that, I want to go back to the first D.C. rally after the election. I was asked to come to D.C. to help assist with some of the security planning or security of some important people that were going to be going through the rally.
And I remember you there. I think I shook your hand, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, you did. And if you remember, Alex, when we left the Freedom Plaza that day, walking toward the Supreme Court block, Stuart Rhodes was nowhere to be found. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I remember saying to Tim Enloe, my head security guy, and I'm not a paranoid person, but I'm like, man, Stuart's acting creepy. Why is he never around?
Okay, so we got through that rally, and it went great. I mean, as far as we got you through the event and the other dignitaries, there was no problems. It was a great America-celebrating event, okay? But I left there with some concerns.
And this was a giant rally that had 300,000, 400,000 people, a sea of people, us at the Supreme Court, totally peaceful.
And absolutely. Alex, and I want to tell you, there were some D.C. police officers who were involved with your security detail, some retired ones, who were at the Million Man March back when it was done. And they told us, point blank, there's just as many people at that first D.C. rally as there was the Million Man March. Okay, so it was a very large event. But following that event, I had some concerns that the organization that I was part of for almost 10 years at that point, something wasn't right, okay? So I left D.C. questioning if the organization really existed, anything more than really as an online presence in any real way at that point. I was asked to be part of the Atlanta rally like a week later. I arrived along with an associate of mine from prior in my career that I trusted and who actually has more training and more experience than I did. And I brought him in because I wanted a fresh pair of eyes that wasn't deeply involved in Oath Keepers, hadn't been involved, and would be an independent voice, you know, to listen to maybe confirm or help me explain the things that didn't make sense to me that went on in D.C. The night before the Atlanta rally, I had a discussion with Stuart. And he told me, you're the on-ground guy in charge, which after seeing what happened in D.C., to me meant nothing because there was no organization there, okay? So when he told me that, I said, that's fine, but I want the person that I trust to be my number two guy because he's going to be actually part of my security detail. And Stuart and I, for the first time, actually had a pretty open disagreement because he wanted his friend Whip, which is person number 10 in all the federal stuff. He was named by Mother Jones in an article as Mike Simmons. I don't know his real name. But what I can tell you is he was not part of the Oath Keepers organization until sometime in late 2019 or early 2020. When I got to Atlanta, Stuart made it known that Whip was a VP of the organization. Now, I have an issue with this because as a member of the board of directors, Oath Keepers, I was never asked to vote to approve some new vice president. But I wasn't too surprised when I heard it because the organization's organizational structure had crumbled somewhat in the last few years of the organization's life.
Sure, and we got 30 minutes to the next hour, and I know you got a lot to talk about, and I know you don't want to go off what you know, but just gut level stuff. Because I knew Stuart, 12 years ago, he seemed pretty normal. The few times he'd come around, though, he seemed very apocalyptic, crazed. When I would see him, he never really came over and talked to us much. He was always at the edge of things in rallies around the country, like acting very strange. And I remember saying, like, you think he's gone crazy or is he a Fed? Or, I mean, what do you think happened to him? Bad influences? What do you think's going on?
My personal opinion is Stuart didn't seem to be a very strong, he's very good with rhetoric. He's a guy that he's got a pretty amazing mind, but sometimes he gets locked in his mind. So his organizational skills to run an organization were lacking. I'm afraid there were rogue elements that got involved in Oath Keepers sometime a year and a half before what happened on January 6th and started pulling the organization in the wrong direction. And my story explains why I resigned and I think gives a nod to that things were going really wrong.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask your opinion, because you're a long-term veteran police officer and Oath Keepers from the very start. What do you really – because I read this indictment, and, I mean, it's true, it's horrible. The problem is they lie so much. I don't know if any of it's true. And then Tucker Carlson had a guest on who's been re-indicted and enlisted in this. And they didn't have a boat. They weren't planning an attack. That guy wasn't even in the Capitol. So I believe him because I've seen the lies. So what do you think is really going on here?
Well, my gut tells me that the left, the cabal, needed a change in narrative. And I think they planned on indicting Stuart and I guess the other guys at some point. But I actually believe that they're trying to do a narrative shift because post January 6th, their narrative is collapsing when it comes to January 6th. Then you have the Supreme Court knocking down the majority of the OSHA mandate for the vaccine. They needed desperately a change in narrative. And so I think they threw out this, what I think is a pretty embarrassing looking indictment. I've written, statements in support of indictments during my career, and they always have detail, specific detail. This document lacks any specific detail to show any kind of underlying crime. So I think it's extremely weak. It's absolutely a political prosecution. Whether Stuart Rhodes is compromised to some level, I don't know. But I believe that the events of the first D.C. rally and the events of the Atlanta rally, when I can get to the details, will show you that there was reason to be concerned. And when I resigned the way I did, and I did it publicly, I posted it on my social media that I was breaking with the organization. I did it because I saw things that didn't make sense and I wasn't going to be involved.
No, I mean, I remember, because I've seen you and heard you for years. I remember when you did it, it was a big deal. We'll be right back. Stay with us. John D. Shirley.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Is a retired police officer, been an Oathkeepers more than 10 years, and he resigned right before January 6th and put a public letter out. I remember Stuart complaining about it because I just happened to see the gossip out there. And I remember Shirley's a good guy and done a great job, and it was about let's follow our oath and let's de-escalate and let's work with the police and let's have civil defense and let's come together. They had a good mission. I didn't believe Stuart was fed. But did he get infiltrated? He definitely changed. He got more aggressive when he was here a few times as a guest, even before January 6th and after. And like, what are you going to do when the war starts? You just going to sit around and talk? And I'm like, who am I going to text, Stuart? I remember like here in the studio during breaks, like, yes, Stuart, I'm not a military. What am I going to do? This is a political thing. This is a cultural thing. This is a spiritual thing. And then he's like, oh, I guess you're right. And then, boom, this goes along. You got the feds. You got Ray Epps. You got the Antifa. You got them all provocateuring there. And then you got Stuart believing there was about to be an overthrow of the government, believing there was about to be this big defeat, I guess, if you believe this indictment. Was he being lied to by Q people? Was he delusional? Or is this whole federal indictment a lie? Let's go back to John D. Shirley right now, who was one of the founders and board members of Oathkeepers, who resigned shortly before this all happened last year, to give us his continued take. Please continue.
Thanks, Alex. Before I go back to what I was telling you about before and the story I have, very important distinctions. You know, I've known Stewart for 10 years, and our communication, you know, before the D.C. rally ever increased. And I want to tell you, he is no fan of Donald Trump. Very, very plainly, I want you to understand. And I don't know if y'all had those kind of discussions in between yourselves, but I'm telling you, Stewart was not a fan of Donald Trump.
No, other people have told me that. He didn't basically, no, he hid that from me.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, I had several pretty long discussions with him about
Donald Trump. I just know this. When I first knew him 12 years ago, he didn't act creepy. The last few times he was around, I said, man, that guy's creepy. He would just kind of look at me like, I don't know how to describe it, like I was a glass of ice water in the Sahara Desert. He was just kind of, I saw a crazed thing with him. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, I didn't see that. I didn't see that part. I'm just saying that, you know, the organization changed near the end, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to go back to my store now, if that's okay. The night before the Atlanta rally, I had a heated discussion with Stewart. It got pretty heated about leadership and control of what was going to go on the next day. The next day when the rally actually occurred, there was no leadership because I wouldn't acquiesce to him and he wouldn't acquiesce to me. So my team was just in plain clothes, just watching the crowd, making sure that Antifa stayed in their place and the Patriots stayed in their place, just monitoring what was going on. The police in Atlanta did a fantastic job of keeping the crowds apart. They had them separated with physical barriers and had plenty of staff out there. When the rally was over, because nothing happened during the rally, when the rally was over, they sent Antifa one way and they sent the Patriots another way. Well, me and my team, having experience and training, we pretty much knew where a flashpoint was going to be if there was going to be a flashpoint where the two groups would come together. So we walked two or three blocks to where that was, just the three of us, and within a short amount of time, Antifa appeared around a corner about a block away walking toward us. Now, very important to understand, I can't speak for Antifa all over the country, but I can speak for the people that were in, who were claiming to be part of Antifa in Atlanta, is it was a complete LARP. And when I say it's a complete LARP, the average age of the Antifa member that showed up to the Atlanta rally was probably about 17. There were some that looked to be as young as 14. They had a couple of older handlers that were probably in their 40s or 50s that weren't even dressed like them, but were obviously controlling the Antifa movement. There were two people with rifles in the Antifa crowd, and several had pocket knives or knives visible on their quote-unquote uniforms. Now, their uniforms were basically black with paintball gear as their protection, so they looked scary, and their shields that they carried were actually made of plastic drums that they cut up and painted black, okay? So it was a LARP, but they had guns. So they passed us and started giving trouble to one of the Trump supporters, and we stopped it from happening. We didn't even talk to them. We just guided the man away, and I guess they saw that we looked like serious people, and they left us alone. Okay. For 2 hours, we followed Antifa around downtown Atlanta, harassing people, sometimes yelling at us. My team would stay a block to a block and a half behind them, not talking to them, not engaging them at all. We're just watching what's going on in case they cause trouble. After about 2 hours, they congregated in an area that was near where we started. When we got there, they were on one side of the street about 150 feet away. We were across the street on the other side. A drunk man, and the reason I know he was drunk and my team knew he was drunk is we saw him that morning at about 8:30 before the rally drinking in the parking lot where everyone was parking for the rally, and you could smell it on him when you walked past him, okay? This same man that I saw earlier that day appeared basically out of nowhere and was approaching Antifa with his shirt off, screaming and yelling at them, obscenities, trying to incite them. Two of the Antifa guys, the two with the rifles, walked toward him. And at some point in the first encounter, one of them racked a shotgun. One of them had a shotgun and racked the shotgun, the Antifa guy. Okay? So we had what looked to appear to be a violent situation about to start. Now, fortunately, the drunk guy, I guess, decided it was probably a bad idea at that point, turned around and went back the other direction, disappeared around the corner. 5 minutes later, he reappeared. He re-engaged Antifa, screaming and yelling, cursing them, obscenities, trying to engage them, trying to make them become violent. My team and I were just sitting there across the street watching what was going on. Again, he retreated around the corner. A few minutes later, he appeared again. Except this time, he walked across the street and walked behind my team, within 5 feet of us, screaming over our backs toward Antifa, antagonizing Antifa. Now, I don't remember for sure if we said anything to him, but shortly after that...
The point is, there's a lot of dirty tricks going on. Keep going.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Okay, so he was behind us trying to incite them, and then he left. Antifa broke up, and we, at that point, were pretty tired. We went back to the quote-unquote command post, which was really just a panel van where they were handing out water and snacks. And it hit myself and my team at about the same time. When this guy was disappearing around the corner each time, he was going right where the parking lot was, where the command post, where the Oath Keepers were set up every time. Now,
give us your real, we're not going to try and attack Stewart here, but we want to know, is he like a super deep state Tim McVeigh guy that got set up by the deep state, or is he his own crazy operative, or is he being set up, and is he totally innocent? What do you really think about Stewart? We now know he went back with Ray Epps to the founding of this, and that Ray Epps was involved at the very beginning, and Ray Epps is obviously being protected, obviously working for probably the Southern Poverty Law Center, fits the M.O. I mean, what do you think's going on?
Well, important distinction, Alex. I don't remember ever hearing the name Ray Epps before the news of January 6th.
Okay. Well, I understand, because he only goes back to the founding of Oath Keepers. So I know you were there as well, but he's only was there at the very start.
And I never heard of him. So what I think happened, I actually believe that rogue elements got involved with Oath Keepers sometime before January 6th, 6 months, a year. You know, I suspect that person.
And maybe
six,
he was weak-minded. They gave him money. They beefed up his ego. He didn't know.
Person number 10, who was identified by Mother Jones as Mike Simmons, I'm very suspicious of. He appeared late in the evolution of Oath Keepers, and shortly after that is when I started noticing things that bugged me, and shortly after that is when I resigned because I believe that my team was being set up at the Atlanta rally. I think somebody who was at that command post that day wanted a violent confrontation involving a elected and outspoken political conservative.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I started seeing Stewart really change, what, about 2 years ago?
It was a year to 2 years. And once again, I'm not throwing stones at Stewart. There was probably 15 guys around that command post when we...
But when you read this indictment, they have no credibility. But, I mean, I got to hand it to whoever. If this is made up, this is some really sophisticated BS.
Alex, they've wanted to indict Stewart actively since the Bundy Ranch incident, which I did not attend, by the way. Prior to the first December rally, my contribution to Oath Keepers was mainly I was very involved in the very beginning, getting it off the ground, and I served on the board of directors. And actually,
John, that's where I wanted to go next. Tell us about Oath Keepers and its history for all these new people that don't know what it really is. Because I knew it was a bunch of retired, current police and military, good people, wanted to just promote Constitution.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.